In humor, a person who can't see the obvious is often an illustration of laughter. One boss accosted his worker, who had been coming late to work 15 minutes every day, and he said, "You walk in the front door every day, 15 minutes late. I will not stand for this. What do you have to say for yourself?" And he goes, "Is there another door I can use?" And we find it funny because he doesn't get it, that the issue is that you're late. And sometimes when people look at religion, they don't get it. All the churches ever built were not built for God. All the songs that we have ever sung were not for God. God does not need us to tell him he's great. He has no insecurity or inferiority complex. He knows he's good. He wants us to realize that this great and loving God can make us great and loving. But we also sometimes don't get it. We put a cross on top of our churches where an innocent man was betrayed by his best friends whom he trained for 3 years, and the judge who sentenced him, Pontius Pilate, said, "You're innocent, but we're going to kill you anyway." And we say, "I pray, I do good things, how come my life isn't better?" Because the goal of the Christian life is not to have good things happen to you, but for you to become good. If you gain the whole world and all your dreams come true, and you end up to be a bad person, what good is it? What good is it to gain everything and to wake up being ashamed of you who have what you have become? So it's not so much of what becomes of you, but who you become that is the goal of the Christian life. And so Jesus, as our prime example, tells us belief in God is not meant for wimps. It's meant for people who are strong and who believe in their God, who try in spite of everything to become good people, who do not use the excuses, "My life is bad, my husband, my wife, my children, my dreams are gone, this never came true." Because Jesus says, in spite of what society tells you, follow your dreams, follow your passions, all very good. And I hope all your dreams come true and that you live your life dedicated to what you find is beautiful and good. However, Christ says, "You are the dream. You are the dream that you should follow. And in all your plans and all your life, after you have accomplished some and others have not come true, you will look and you will remember, I have become a good human being." And that can never be taken away from you. Everything else, all the trinkets and accolades and accomplishments that sometimes we strive for, and sometimes very validly, are not as important as who you are. You are the dream that God dreamed before you were even born. Never sell your soul for things that you want, but become the kind of person you should be, and the kind of person you should want to be. Slava Isusu Hristu!